Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 4th of November. Racecourse at Wetherby last Saturday were treated to some high-class jump racing, epitomised by the victories by Harry Topper, Tidal Bay and Cockney Sparrow. Well, Harry Topper, trained by Kim Bailey and ridden by Jason Maguire, took the feature race, the Bet365 Charlie Hall Chase, winning a thrilling contest from Wayward Prince, who thereby occupied the runners-up spot for the second successive year, and Union East. Well, the disappointments of the race was the 2011 Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Long Run, who trailed in a well-beaten fifth. Only a six-year-old, Harry Topper has joined the leading contenders for major jumping honours, and he looks a star in the making. Conversely, the 12-year-old Tidal Bay won the Grade 2 Bet365 hurdle for the second successive year and was given a very good ride by Sam Twiston Davis to defeat Medinas by a length. Cockney Sparrow displayed her talents by landing the listed race over hurdles for fillies and mares, the OLBG.com stakes for Moulton trainer John Quinn. Well, Redcar's final meeting of the season tomorrow, Tuesday, should be able to pass an inspection at noon today. Assuming that to be the case, it's an 8-race programme starting at 12:30. Fleur Teal has won her last two races, and this 4-year-old filly carries top weight in the first division of the handicap race for sprinters over 6 furlongs at 1 o'clock. Recent Yarmouth winner All Right Now is my selection. Well, the most valuable race of the afternoon, the Market Cross Jewellers Handicap Stakes over a mile and a quarter at 2:30, can be won by recent Doncaster winner Dark Ruler, trained at Melsonby in North Yorkshire by Alan Swinbank. On Saturday, the 2013 British Flat season on turf concludes at Doncaster, starting at 12:40. The main race is the Betfred November Handicap over a mile and a half, complemented by a couple of listed races. Well, during the afternoon at Doncaster, the champions of 2013 will be honoured, including the champion jockey for the second year in a row, Richard Hughes, and Jason Hart, the Yorkshire-based champion apprentice jockey elect. Well, Joe Fanning is once again Cock of the North, the top northern-based jockey on the flat, and it should be quite an afternoon at Doncaster. Well, British and Irish trained horses did very well at the Breeders' Cup meeting at Santa Anita Racetrack in California last weekend. Well, notable winners included Outstrip, the winner of the Champagne Stakes at Doncaster, who also won the Grade 1 Juvenile Turf on Friday. On Saturday, Ryan Moore rode two significant winners, Dank and Magician. An evening defeat, the pair of Group 1 winners at York's Ebor Festival, The Fougue and Declaration of War, ran brilliantly to be placed in their respective races. Another major international race, the Melbourne Cup, takes place at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning our time. The race that stops a nation includes 9 European trained contenders in this famous race over 2 miles. The Newmarket trained pair of Dandino and Mount Athos have strong claims, while Brown Panther, the winner of the last two runnings of the Pontefract Castle Stakes for owner Michael Owen, the former England international footballer, will be a popular winner on this side of the world. Enjoy your racing.